Business, finance, politics. There's a lot going on out there, and the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast covers it all, twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, January 12th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. You can't always trust what you see and hear, particularly as artificial intelligence gets better and better at mimicking us. This week, China began implementing new rules to limit the production of so-called deepfakes, video, audio, and images that imitate a real person using AI. On today's show, our Hong Kong-based tech reporter Karen Hao joins us to discuss how the rules will work and why other governments will be watching closely. That's after these headlines. President Biden is calling on lawmakers to pass legislation to hold big tech companies accountable for how they use, collect, and share personal data and its impact on children. In an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, the president called for limitations on targeted advertising and for banning it altogether for minors. He also called for more competition in the sector and reiterated his longstanding push to rewrite Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which shields companies from liability for content a user posts on their sites. The piece comes as newly empowered House Republicans plan an investigation into efforts by the Biden administration to influence online content, after the White House raised concerns about misinformation, particularly around COVID-19, to social media companies. The new management at bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX is working to recover customers' funds. And yesterday, they said the company has located more than $5 billion in liquid assets. FTX also said it's hoping to sell hundreds of additional holdings valued at more than $4.6 billion. But a lawyer for the company told the Delaware court that it's still trying to figure out the full size of possible claims against it. It's identified some 9 million customer accounts that were affected. Google is facing fresh criticism from a European regulator. Germany's Federal Cartel Office said yesterday the company should give its users more control over how and whether data from its various services, like its search engine and YouTube, are mingled. The regulator said Google is violating a new German digital competition law passed in 2021. It's a preliminary conclusion and could change before the final decision is issued later this year. Google says it'll, quote, continue to engage constructively with the regulator to resolve its concerns. And we report exclusively that several top executives at electric truck maker Rivian have left in recent months. The departures include the vice president overseeing body engineering of the vehicles and its head of supply chain, two of the company's longest-serving employees, as well as its general counsel and a senior director on the strategy team. They're the latest developments in what's been a challenging period for Rivian. Last year, it missed a goal of manufacturing 25,000 vehicles, in part, it said, due to difficulty getting some supplies. All right, coming up, China tries to curb one of the most explosive and controversial areas of AI advancement, the creation of deepfakes. How will it work? We'll discuss. That's after the break.
What then will the future reveal?
There's one thing we know about the future. It's being built now.
We all have a stake in the future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
And the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a glimpse of what's on the way. I'm Danny Lewis. Join us as we dig into how science and technology are shaping the future.
For that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
As you may know, deepfakes are media that has been generated or edited by artificial intelligence to make it look like someone said or did something they never did. They're showing up everywhere and getting better all the time. Here's a clip of a deepfake commercial from the real estate investment startup ReAlpha.
Oh, hello. It's your favorite tech bro, Elon, here.
disrupting bubble baths, kind of like how Reagan...
That ad featured an imitation of Elon Musk, made with AI. And the technology capable of doing this is becoming more accessible. It underpins popular apps like text generator ChatGPT and the avatar maker Lensa. Now, regulators in China are taking the first steps to try and restrict the production of deepfakes. And regulators around the globe are watching to see how well they can pull it off. With me to discuss this is our reporter, Karen Howe. Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Zoe.
So can you start off by telling us about these new rules? What do they do?
So these rules are basically an attempt to try and curb all kinds of generative AI tools, which is a broad category of different types of AI software that are using AI to synthesize or edit audio, video, images, text, and chat-based systems. And these tools are also capable of generating deep fakes alongside more entertainment or commercial-like purposes. And so the government is essentially trying to say that when you use these tools to generate hyper-realistic things that could fool people, you are going to have to label them. And if you are trying to maliciously spread fake news, that is now illegal.
This is part of a broader effort by Beijing to tackle what people see on the internet, right?
Exactly. So we have to remember in the China context, censorship is a big thing. And whenever there is a new form of emerging media, and deepfakes is one of those new emerging forms, it's trying to extend its existing very intense censorship regime to a new form of media. So it's telling people, now that we see deepfakes, this is how all of the internet platforms should be handling it. They should be trying to get rid of it, or they should be labeling it to make sure that it is in alignment with the type of information and content that the government wants to see on the internet. So on one hand, it's not really surprising because the Chinese government has always taken this very heavy-handed approach to censoring free speech. But on the other hand, it is still an interesting rule that we should be looking at outside of China, because it's clear that China has been following the global debates around deepfakes and around how it could fuel misinformation. And it has adopted within its rules some of the emerging best practices around labeling for handling these things. And so it's sort of like a large case study now on the types of provisions that other regulators in the EU or the US are considering right now in terms of how such labeling provisions could be implemented, how they could be enforced, and what kind of impact they might have on businesses.
I want to come back to that global implication in a second, but first, you know, because there are applications that are based on this kind of AI that we're more used to, say, here in the US, something like OpenAI or Lensa, which we've covered on the show before. Can you tell us about some of the applications that do this in China that might be subject to these rules?
Yeah, so we have Lensa over here. Baidu has something similar. Baidu is basically China's major search engine, but it also does a whole host of other things. Like, it also has its own self-driving car division, similar to Alphabet. And in the last year or 2 years, while there's been a generative AI explosion in the US, there's been a similar situation with Baidu and other Chinese companies building things like avatar generators or text generators or painting generators that are more in the style of like Chinese paintings, for example. So it could impact these companies, but these companies, the larger tech companies, have already been quite careful in making sure that they aren't generating sensitive content because they know the rules of the game. They anticipated that this would become an issue. So actually, what might happen more is that external generative AI tools outside of China that don't have the same limits or restrictions, they're going to start seeing their outputs taken off Chinese platforms or labeled by the Chinese platforms when they cross into sensitive territory.
How difficult, though, is it going to be for Beijing to enforce these rules?
It's a really big question, and that's sort of what I think a lot of China watchers and tech policy watchers outside of China are going to wait and see. Because in general, outside of China, deepfakes, part of the reason why it is so hard to regulate is because there's a big question mark around enforcement. But traditionally, some of those questions around enforcement are more difficult because platforms are trying to strike a balance between free speech and moderation, whereas in China, that balance is not being struck. It's just there's always a leaning more towards censorship when something might be in violation. So it's possible that it could actually be really easy to enforce in that they just get rid of a lot of content, or we might run into other problems that were unanticipated.
Let's talk about other governments who may be watching what happens with China and its rules. I mean, are there plans elsewhere in the world to take steps similar to this?
So the U.S. has been certainly debating how to regulate deepfakes, but at least at the federal level, there really hasn't been much progress because of this really strong concern about violation of free speech. There has been some regulations or laws implemented at the state level that ban deepfake use in very specific instances. In the EU, there is other efforts that are further along in terms of specifically just including the word deepfake and that language into regulation. But one of the issues with democratic environments is that you can't specify banning fake news, which is essentially the language that the Chinese regulation uses. Because if you specify fake news without defining what fake news is, that basically gives authorities wide latitude to take whatever speech they want offline by just claiming that it's fake news. And that is essentially the Chinese context now. So what the EU regulations say is essentially, we strongly recommend that platforms take down deepfakes that might fuel misinformation, but there isn't really significant teeth to that kind of provision.
So having to be very, very careful with their language. That's our reporter, Karen Howe. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Zoe.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. For more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like the show, please leave us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Who do you trust for career advice? Your friend? Your partner? Your coworker? How about the biggest name in business reporting? I'm Erin Delmore, host of the As We Work podcast from The Wall Street Journal. We're talking to the experts and to workers making their way to get you the advice you need to improve your work life and advance your career. Our new season starts January 24th. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.